Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome to today's Daf, which is Psachim et Tzadik Vav. We are at the last line of Tzadik Hemen Beis. Boi Rav Yosef Dochaku Tmei Mesim. Suppose we have a year where the Korban Pesach was brought bituma, and the Tmei Mesim are certainly allowed to partake in the Achilas Korban Pesach. What happens if they push a bit further? Dochaku Tmei Mesim. Tmei Mesim pushed a bit beyond the accepted boundary. Va'achlu Emurei Pesach Haba Bituma. Mahu. What happens if not only did they eat the basar of the Pesach Bituma, which is okay, but they went ahead and they went a step further. They ate the emurim, the fat, the parts of the carbon which is meant to be brought on the Mizbech and not meant to be eaten regardless. Anyone who eats that is considered a foreigner, a zar. Even a kohen should eat it. He will be over because he is considered a zar, a stranger, with respect to the emurim. Now, a zar, he certainly, he's not allowed to eat it. The question is whether there's another liability as well. Does he get karas for eating it bituma? Let's remember. Number one, he wasn't allowed to eat it, period. Number two, he's a tamei meis. So although he's allowed to eat the basar of the Pesach, which is meant to be eaten, but the emurim, they're meant to be eaten. Is he over? Does he get karas? Of course, it's asr, but does he get karas because he ate something bituma? Kachim bituma, which is carries a karas, oynish. Mao, what is halach in this case? Let's see Rashi up on top. Mao, mima chayv yimishum oichel kachim bituma, Eloi. Is he chayv karas on account of eating a carbon bituma? Explains Zigmar. Shall we say, perhaps, since the basar, in this case, is allowed to be eaten mituma, this year, all the Tmei Mason will eat the Korban Pesach mituma. So since the basar has a heter, perhaps that heter, so to speak, extends to the emurin as well, and there's no curse applied to this entire carbon on account of eating a mituma. Or perhaps we shall say, well, there's a big difference between the basa and emur. My, the ishtri. The basa which was mutter, fine, that's mutter. And my, the li ishtri. However, the emurin, which were never mutter. There's no heter to eat emurin. Li ishtri. Therefore, they're not mutter. Meaning that he is liable on account of eating them betuma. So what is the halach? Amar Rava, Michti, let's take a look. Tumas emurin mehecha is rabbi. The entire concept of eating a murin betuma, where is the ribui for that? Mitumas basa. It's from the same pasuk as the tuma of basa. The chsiv asher l'ashem l'rabbis es a murin. Pasuk says, if one is tummy, he may not eat the basar of the shlomim. And the pasuk adds the words asher l'ashem, which is a ribui, coming to include the murin as well. Not only is he chayv kuras upon eating the basar when he is tummy, he gets kuras on account of eating the emurin as well if he is tummy. So we see there's a connection, a correlation between eating basar betuma, eating emurin betuma. Therefore, says Rava, two things are connected and related to each other. Kaleicha the isil tumas basar. Whenever we have the tumas basar, a typical carbon, not meant to be eaten betuma, isil tumas emurin. Now we have the chayv kuras upon eating the emurin as well. Kaleicha the lesil tumas basar, as opposed to this year's Korban Pesach, where there is no issur of eating that basar betuma, lesil tumas emurin, therefore there's no karis on account of eating the emurin as well. So the question was, on a year where the Korban Pesach will be brought betuma, basar can be eaten betuma. If a person goes and eats the emurin as well, does he get karis? Says Rava, the answer is no. Since the Isser eating Emurim Betuma is Nisraba from the same Pasuk as Tumas Basar. Since this year, there's no Isser on eating that Basar when he is Betuma. It's a Pesach Haba Betuma. Therefore, there's no Karas, no Einish upon eating the Emurim as well. Boy, Rabbi Zeira, another Shail. Emurim Pesach Mitzrayim. Heichak Tirinu. What about the Pesach that the Yidden brought in Mitzrayim? Where were they makta the emurin of that carbon? Rashi says, there's no mention in the Pasuk about a Mizbeach. Where were they makta it? Amalei Abaye. Uman leimalon deloy shaviski ovid. Who says they needed a Mizbeach? Perhaps they barbecued it. They slightly roasted it. And that was the way of a makta of the emurin in Mitzrayim. Void, additionally, Hatana Rav Yosef. We see very clearly from the Brisa of Rav Yosef that there was no Mizbeach for the emurin. Gimel Mizbeachas Hayusham. In Mitzrayim, there were actually three Mizbeachas. Strictly to be used for the Hazo'ah of Dam. They had a bundle of it, this Ezev grass, dipped into the blood of the Karim Pesach, and applied it to the Mashkaif, the top of the doorway, and the Shtei Mezuzah, the two side posts. So Rav Yosef, there were three Mizbeachas, so to speak. Gimel Mizbeachas Hayusham. Ala Mashkaif, al Shtei Mezuzahs. Where they placed the Dam on the Mashkaif, now it's one Mizbeach, the two Mezuzahs. Two side posts are two mizbeches, so the three locations, mizbeches, so to speak, that accepted the dam of the carbon, and that's where they were makir of the carbon. V'sumi de'achrina layava, but apparently there was nothing else there. There was no additional mizbech for the emurin. The emurin did not need a mizbech. Apparently, it's like Abaye said that they were just roasted a bit, and that's the way they were makir to Hashem. So, in conclusion, a year with the Karban Pesach will be brought betuma if one proceeds to eat the emurin when he is tamei. Is there a kares? Rabbi says the answer is no. Was there a mizbeach in Mitzrayim for the emurin? The answer is no. Says the Gemara, okay, now let's compare the Pesach Mitzrayim to the Pesach Doiris, the Pesach brought throughout the generations. Were there any differences? Says the Mishnah, actually there were four differences. Ma ben Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doiris. What differences do we have between the Pesach brought in Mitzrayim as opposed to Pesach throughout the generations? Pesach Mitzrayim, Mikhaim be also. In Mitzrayim, they would purchase, they would designate the Pesach animal 4 days before. It was done on Yud Nisan. That was the story with the Shabbos HaGadol. The Mitzrayim saw them designating the Telef for the Karm, which was the Avodah Zarah. They wanted to make a war. The Bechirim fought against the Mitzrayim, and it was a big nace, and the Eden was saved. So that took place on the 10th day of Nisan, Mikhoi Mibiyasu. That's something that's unique to Mitzrayim. We don't have that throughout the generations. V'ton Azo, Bagudas Eiv, Mitzrayim, they needed to do Hazo, stretch the dam using a Agudas Eiv, a bundle of this Eiv grass, Alamashkev on the top of the doorpost, Valshtei Amazuzos on both side posts. That's another thing that was unique to Mitzrayim. Benechel Bechepazon was eaten in a hurry. Belayla Echad throughout one night. Upesach Doreis Neikol Shiva, as opposed to Pesach Doreis, which doesn't have the Chepazon aspect, and also it extends throughout 7 days. Then we'll explain exactly what this last line in the Mishnah means. Menolan, says the Gemara, where do we find this discrepancy regarding Mikchay Mibiasa, which only applied in Mitzrayim, not in Doris? The Chsiv Dabruel Koladas Yisrael Lema Biasa Lachodesh Hazeh, V'yikhu. On the 10th of this month, Kal Yisrael should purchase, they should designate, they should separate an animal for the sake of the Karim Pesach. We learn a diuk, it says Lachodesh Hazeh, Zeh, Mikchay Mibiasa. Only here do we need this concept of purchasing it on the 10th? Vein Pesach Doiros Mikhem Be'osar. However, throughout the generations, there's no requirement to actually separate, designate your Karm Pesach starting from the 10th of Nisan. El Miyatav, that's the case, that Ze denotes this and not later on throughout the generations. What about the Pasuk V'hoyu Lachem L'mishmeres? Ad Arba Osar Yoyim L'chodesh Hazeh. The pasuk here is telling us that you want to be mevaker. Mevaker means to examine, to check through the carbon, make sure it's free of any mum, which were invalidated for the carbon. And this took place 4 days before the akrav. This concept is only going to apply in Mitzrayim, and not throughout the doiris, the Pesach doiris, or other karbanas brought throughout the doiris as well. Since it says, Here as well, you're going to say, only This one, Pesach Mitzrayim, needs to be examined 4 days before Shechita to ensure it's free of any mum. Ve'ein achar torn b'dikur. But another carbon doesn't need. Bikur doesn't need to be checked 4 days prior to the akrova. About tani ben bagbag oimer minayin l'tomid. Shetan bikur dal yom kaidim shechita. How do we know that even the carbon tomid needs to undergo this process? Need to have bikur starting 4 days before the shechita. Shenemar tishmaru la'akriv libi moyadai. You meant to safeguard, to watch it. The carbon tomid to ensure that it's roi for the akrova b'moyadai. How do we know tishmaru means to do bikur 4 days before? Because we find elsewhere that this term of shmira denotes a 4-day examination process. This is by the Korban Pesach, that it needed to be watched, secured, ensured that it's free of any mum, starting from the 10th, which was 4 days before the akrova. And just as over there, mala halon ton bikur dal yom kodem shchita, just as over there we have the term mishmeres, which is referring to this 4-day process. Afkan here as well, when it says by tomid tishmru, it is teaching us ton bikur dal yom kodem shchita needs to be checked 4 days, starting 4 days before the shchita. Apparently, the concept of bikur dal yom applies not only to Mitzrayim, it applies to the tomid, it applies to all karbanos throughout the doiris. But doesn't the pasuk here say zeh, which seems to indicate that it's unique to Pesach? Shani hosam dechsiv tishmeru, says the Gemara. Difference there is because we have another pasuk tishmeru, by Tamid tishmeru lahakriv libi moyadai, which teaches us that this concept applies to Tamid as well. UPesach doris nami yoksiv vavada zavoida hazoyis b'chodesh hazeh. When it comes to Pesach throughout the generations, we have a pasuk which says that it's meant to be similar to the Karm Pesach brought in Mitzrayim. This avoida, this hakrov of Karm Pesach, you meant to do b'chodesh hazeh, in this month, meaning not just this year, next year, the year after. Shiyu kol avoidos chodesh zeh kazeh, that everything you're going to do pertaining to the avoida of the Karm Pesach throughout the Doris should be similar, should mirror the avoida Idana Mitzrayim, including the concept of Bikur 4 days before the Shechita. So although we have a pasuk by Mitzrayim speaking about the Bikur Dal Yomim, which has the word Hazeh, which indicates a mute, only here and not elsewhere, but we have a ribui, specific ribui, the concept of examination 4 days prior to Shechita applies to Tamid, applies to the Pesach Doiris. El Ahu Azeh, says the Gemara, some have the word Lomali. If so, the word Hazeh by the Bikur Dal Yomim, what is it coming to me in mind? Lemute Pesach Sheni de Kavasei. We found something to apply that Miyu to. Pesach Sheni, which is similar in nature to Pesach Mitzrayim, because as Rashi explains, they were both one-day events. Pesach Mitzrayim was a one-day event, and Pesach Sheni is a one-day event. So when we have a miut, a Pesach Mitzrayim, that the concept of Bikur Arbo Yom Kodim Shechita applies strictly here and not elsewhere, it's mistaver to say that it's going to come to your mind something which is similar in nature. Because when two things are similar, you assume they follow each other, and the Pesach is going to tell you, no! This concept of Bikur Dal Yom only applies here, and not to the other thing which is similar in nature to this, i.e. Pesach Sheni. So Pesach Sheni doesn't need to be checked 4 days before, and certainly you don't have to have Mikchay Mibi Asar to purchase or designate it 4 days before. As opposed to Tamid or Pesach Doiris, which has one of those two things. You don't need Mikchay Mibi Asar, we had a miut, that only applies to Pesach Mitzrayim, but when it comes to Bikur Dalad Yom Kodim Shechita, to begin examining and checking that it's free of mumim 4 days before, that applies to all Karbanis. And as Rashi explains, you could have that without designation. It doesn't need to be designated, because can take five animals. Say, well, I'm going to choose one of these five. You do that 4 days before. You can check all of them. You examine. You do bikur for 4 days. And then you choose one of those five. So you did bikur 4 days before, but you weren't mekayim mikchay mibe'asa. So you haven't designated a specific animal for the krova. And that's all that's required when it comes to other karbanos. So again, Pesach Mitzrayim needed both elements. Mikchay mibe'asa had to be designated 4 days before, and had to be checked, examined to be free of mumen, starting from 4 days before. Pesach Deiris only needs the bikur dal yom to be free of mumen, but you don't need mikchay mibe'asa. When it comes to Pesach Sheni, none of these apply. Elamiyatav, that's the case, that hazeh, mentioned by Pesach Mitzrayim, is coming to be ma'it, Pesach Deiris. If that's the case, tachsiv, what about the pasuk? That's va'achlos ha-basar ba'layla hazeh. Meant to eat the basar of the Pesach Mitzrayim throughout this night. Hachinami, the zeh necha ba'layla. Vein acha necha ba'layla. Are you going to say that only Pesach Mitzrayim was eaten throughout the night, but not throughout the deiris? The din of achila ba'layla won't apply? Omakrova avalto, savoida. We have that pasuk that we just mentioned, that you meant to do the avoida, which was done by Pesach Mitzrayim, you meant to do that, apply that throughout the generations as well. So generally speaking, Pesach Deiris really is comparable to Pesach Mitzrayim, unless we have a special reason to differentiate and be mamait. El hazel amli, if you're comparing Mitzrayim to Deiris with respect to Achila Balayla, why does the pasuk say ba'ochlos habasar balayla hazeh? What's hazeh come to mamait? El hazel lomli. The Kleir of Lezver, Azayir of Akiva, as Rashi explains, the Gemara Brachas brings an application. According to Lezver, Azayir, Akiva, what they use the hazeh for? That's the case. What about the pasuk which says an oral cannot partake in Pesach Mitzrayim? Boy, only in this one. Hachinami. Are you going to say here as well? The boy eino echel aval echel Pesach Doiris. An oral cannot partake in Pesach Mitzrayim, but he can eat Pesach Doiris. Amakrov avanta. Again, meant to compare Doiris to Mitzrayim. Ela boy lamali. That's the case. What's the point of boy? What's it come to your mind? Ela boy lamali. Boy, eino oichel, aval oichel, matzo mar. He cannot partake in Pesach, but he can and he must eat matzo mar. Elam yato, kol benecher lo yichel boy. Hachinami, the boy eino oichel, aval oichel hu le Pesach deres. If that's the case, that boy is coming to be a mite, when the pasuk says a ben necher, a fellow who's been estranged to Hashem, soon is going to describe him as somebody who was converted. In any case, he's not towing the line, he's not being Mekayim mitzvahs, doing Averis. He cannot eat Pesach Mitzrayim. The fact that the Pasuk says, Lo Yechal Boy, shall we deduce that it doesn't apply to Pesach Deiris? Hachinami de Boy ne Yechal Avav Yechal Hu Pesach Deiris? Amakrov Avant. Again, we compare Deiris to Mitzrayim. Ala Boy Lomeli, what's the point of Boy? Boy, Hamar is Das Beiseles. Vein Hamar is Das Beiseles Betrumah. It's coming to teach us that this hamaras das, this conversion, this shmanik chas v'sham, is only a restriction regarding Pesach. V'ein hamaras das pesels betruma, but this fellow can still eat truma. So that's the point of boy. The restriction regarding a ben necher only applies to Pesach, not to truma. V'itzrich lemichtav orel, v'itzrich lemichtav ben necher. Why does the pasuk have to limit Achilas Pesach to an Oral and a Ben Necher? What's the point of mentioning both? Why can't we learn one from the other? Now Rashi explains an Oral is a fellow who, for some reason, couldn't have a bris. It wasn't deliberate. It was something health-related. Rashi says his brothers were mace machmas mila. So it's just circumstantial that he's an Oral. It's not something which is a mazer in any way like that. So what's the point of speaking about an Oral and Ben Necher? Explains the Gemara. The pasuk will only mention Arul, cannot eat the Korban Pesach. Mishum the Mois. Perhaps there it's Mois, he has the Arul on him. Aval Benecher loy Mois, but in Benecher. Despite the fact that he's He's in a bad place spiritually, but he doesn't have this element of mos. He's on oral. Emaloi, perhaps he doesn't have this issur of eating in the carbon. Pesach tzricha. That's why you have to speak about benecher. Viashminan benecher. If the pasuk would only mention benecher, I would say mishum din engli b'leshamayim. Yeah, he cannot take part in the carbon pesach because his heart is not directed to Hashem. It's directed elsewhere. Aval oral the libel hashamayim emaloi. But perhaps an oral who is committed, is fully loyal and committed to Hashem. It's just circumstantially that he's without a mila. Perhaps a maloi, perhaps he doesn't have this restriction, tzricha, that's why the pasuk has to mention both. An oral and a benechar cannot eat the korban pesach. Elamayata, toisha v'socher lo yoichal boy. If you're going to be medayik, the words mentioned by Pesach Rishon, in Pesach Mitzrayim, when we have toisha v'socher, different types of slaves, servants, they can't have the korban pesach. You're going to say, this restriction is specific to Pesach Mitzrayim. Boy, but in Pesach Doris he can. That the Pesach Mitzrayim toes the line of Pesach Mitzrayim. If that's the case, why do we have the word boy? Boy, Hamaras Das Beiselas. Vein Hamaras Das Beiselas Betruma. That the Hamaras Das is a conversion only restricts him from eating the Korban Pesach, but not the Truma. Now actually takes out this whole couple of lines in the Gemara. It seems like it's just a repetition of the Gemara earlier. In any case, the Gemara continues, Elamiato Malta Oisoi O Zeichabai. This is speaking about a father who has to be Mal, do Mila to his infants, a master of an Eved has to make sure that his Eved underwent Bris Mila. Oh, Zeichabai, then the master can go ahead and have the Korban Pesach. Umalta Oisa, if you're going to do Mila on your Eved, Oh, Zeichabai, Hochinami, here as well. Since we have the word boy, perhaps I should venture to say, the boy ain't the Eichel, Aval Eichel Pesach Doris, even without addressing the Mila requirement of your Eved, he can eat Pesach Doris, Amakrov Avanta, meant to compare Mitzrayim to Doris. Ela boy lamali, what's the point of boy? Boy milas schorov va'avodov ma'keves. This is halacha that the mila of his sons or his avodim prevent him from eating the Korban Pesach. It only applies to Pesach. Ve'ein milas schorov va'avodov ma'keves b'truma. But this restriction doesn't apply to truma. Even if one has a son who is not, who didn't have a bris, or an eved without a bris, he can still partake in truma. The owner, that is. If so, the pasuk which says, you're not meant to break the bone of the Korban Pesach, here as well, I would say, the boy, in a shaver of a shaver Pesach Doris, this halacha only applies to Mitzrayim, boy, but not to Pesach Doris, I'm a krov avata, to compare the two things. What's the point of boy? Boy is bekasher, v'loi b'pasul. This is of Shiras Etzim only applies to a Pesach, which is kosher, not a pasul. El me'atav, so, d'chsiv, al toichlu menu, no. You're not meant to eat the Korban Pesach when it's partially roasted. Mimenu is a mute. Mimenu, yato oichel. Only the Pesach Mitzrayim cannot be eaten raw. Aval ato oichel, no, be Pesach Doris, but you can eat not when it's Pesach Doris. Amakrov avato, to compare Mitzrayim and Doris. Elo menu lomeli, what's the point of a menu? What's the country of a mayat? The kadrab on Rabbi Yitzchak, as Rashi explains, we use it for Gzeir Shava to teach us that Oral is Asr Meiser, it's Gemara in Yivamis. Continues the Gemara, B'nechel Chepazen. The Pesach Mitzrayim will be eaten in a hurry, in a rush, but not Pesach Doris. Menolan, how do you know to differentiate between Mitzrayim and Doris? Damakra, V'achaltam Oysay B'chipazen. Pesach Mitzrayim will be eaten B'chipazen Oysay. Nechel b'chipazon, vein acher nechel b'chipazon, Pesach Doris doesn't have this requirement. U Pesach Doris no yikol shiva. This is the last line of the Mishnah. One more difference between Mitzrayim and Doris is that Mitzrayim was Laila Echad, and Pesach Doris was a 7-day event. Explains the Gemara. Amai koi, what are we speaking about when we say during the Pesach Doris it is no yikol shiva? Ilema Pesach, are we speaking about the Korban Pesach? Pesach Chol Shiva Mi'ikar? Since when do we eat Korban Pesach throughout 7 days? Ela Achametz. Apparently we're speaking about the Isra of Chametz, which indeed throughout the Doiris is a 7-day event. Michal the Pesach Mitzrayim Lala Echad V'Shuloi? Do you mean to say that in Mitzrayim it was only an Isra for one night and not throughout the next day? V'atanya, Rabbi Yisak Lili Oymer, Minayin L'Pesach Mitzrayim. She'ein Echi Mutzoy Noyeg Elo Yom Echad. From where do we learn that in Mitzrayim there was an Isra to eat Chametz throughout that first day, first night, and the following day, Tamal Loymar, Lo Ya'echel Chametz. Chametz should not be eaten. V'samachle, and in the very next pasuk we have the words, Hayoyim Atem Yoytzim, and we have a drasha, to tell you that in Mitzrayim there was an Isra Chametz which extended for one day, not just the first night, it was a 24-hour event. So why does the Mishnah say in Mitzrayim it was only one night, in contrast to Doiris where it was 7 days? Rather, we have to reinterpret the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says Laila Echad, it's referring to the Achil of the Korban Pesach. V'nechal b'chi pazan b'Laila Echad. Laila Echad, the Achil of the Pesach is throughout the first night. V'adin l'Pesach doyres. And indeed, the same thing applies throughout the generations. Of course, the Achil of Pesach only extends throughout that first night. And I want to sort of insert this into the Mishnah that there's another element of chimutz, the Isra of chametz. In Mitzrayim, extended throughout the first day, as we just learned in the Brais. In contrast to the Pesach throughout the generations, where the Isra of chametz extends for 7 days. So the Mishnah is as follows. Pesach Mitzrayim is Nechal B'Chippazan, that we don't have throughout the generations. It is eaten B'Layla Echad, that of course applies throughout the Doiris. And the last and final difference between Mitzrayim and Doiris is with respect to Chametz. In Mitzrayim was a one-day restriction. Throughout the Doiris, it extended for 7 days. So conclusion, what are the differences, the four differences between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doiris? And we're based on the concept of Miut, when it says Hazeh, or such type of Miutim, which indicate that it's limited to Pesach Mitzrayim. On the other hand, we have a pasuk which says Va'avad Savoida Azois V'Chodesh Hazeh, that Pesach Doiris is compared to Pesach Mitzrayim. It's meant to follow the example of Pesach Mitzrayim. So which way is it? The Gemara tells us, generally speaking, Mitzrayim and Doiris have similar experiences, except for four halachis where we have a difference. Number one, Mikchoy Mibi Osor. In Mitzrayim they would designate the Korban Pesach animal 4 days before. That doesn't apply to Pesach Doiris. We have the Hazo'ah of the Dam, the Mashke, which the Mezuzahs, that was unique to Mitzrayim. We have Chippazon, it's eaten quickly. And the Isra Chametz is only a one-day event in Mitzrayim, as opposed to 7 days throughout the Doiris. Continues the Mishnah. Omar Rabbi Yeshua, Shemati, Shetmuras Pesach Kreva, Utmuras Pesach Eina Kreva. Says Rabbi Yeshua, I heard from my Rebbeim that sometimes a Tmura of a Korban Pesach will be used as a Shlomim. Shemati Shetmuras Pesach Kreva. Sometimes the Tmura itself can be used as a Shlomim. A Tmura, of course, is a substitute. They take a carbon and place another non-carbon animal next to it, behemas chulin. You say zeh tmura zeh, there should be an exchange, a substitute for the carbon. You're not meant to do that. There's an isser, there's a lav. But as the Torah says, v'hoya hu utmurasa ye kodesh. A person should do so. The original remains kodesh, but the substitute, the tmura as well, will acquire some form of kedusha. Now we know that a tmura of a carbon pesach is used as a shlomim. It's like a moiser Pesach, like a leftover of the Korban Pesach. It's a derivative of the Korban Pesach. It says Rabbi Yeshua, but I heard something interesting from our Rebbeim. Sometimes the Tmura of a Pesach will be used as a Shlomim, and sometimes the Tmura will not be used as a Shlomim. Rather, only its value will be directed for Shlomim use. You'll take the animal, the Tmura, you'll let it roam throughout the fields till it acquires a mum. Sell it, use the money for shlomim purposes. Shomati, I heard, shetmuras pesach kreva, but tmuras pesach ain't a kreva. Sometimes a tmura of a pesach will in itself be brought as a shlomim, and sometimes not. It can only be used for its value. V'ein lefarish, I forgot Which way is what? Amar Rabbi Akiva ani afarish, I'll explain it for you. You know what it depends on? Whether it was rejected. Let's see. HaPesach shenimtza koidim shechitas haPesach. Suppose this fellow has a korban Pesach. It went missing. Got lost. He took another animal and designated it for the korban Pesach, to substitute for the first one. And then he finds the first one. But when did he find it? Before he was shechit, the substitute. HaPesach shenimtza koidim shechitas haPesach. So he rediscovered the lost one. And now he has two animals. He has two options for Korban Pesach. And he chooses one over the other. By doing so, in effect, he is rejecting the other one. He's being doiche b'yadayim. And the animal which was nidche b'yadayim can no longer be used directly on the Mizbeach. So take it, get some mum, sell it, and direct its money, its value, for the Mizbeach. So again, HaPesach Shenimtza Koidim Shechitas HaPesach. We rediscovered the lost Pesach before he got a chance to be Shechet, the substitute, in which case he has two in front of him. He chooses one over the other, which in effect rejects the other one. Yirat Sheistoev. He has to take the other one, let it roam, let it pasture until it gets a mum, v'yimachar, have it sold, v'yavi b'dam v'shlomim, and the money received upon that sale will be used for shlomim purposes, or buy an animal, use it for shlomim. The same thing applies to the tzmura of that rejected animal. Because the tzmura is basically a copy of the original. Whatever status the original has, the tzmura has the same status. So in this case, since the Pesach, the original Pesach, has been rejected from Pesach use, it can no longer be used as a shlamim, although Moser Pesach is shlamim, but once there's a dichoy, a rejection that takes place, it's possible in the Mizbeach, it can only direct its value to carbon use. And the same thing applies to the tmura of that rejected animal. If it takes a behem of chulin and says, this is a tmura of this rejected animal, the tmura as well cannot be used for a shlomim, although generally, tmura is pesach karav shlomim, but here, it can be better than the original, which has been rejected and is unfit for mizbeach use. But that's only because they were both here during shechita, and one of them was rejected. Acha shechita is a pesach. But suppose he rediscovered his lost Korban Pesach only after. By the time he found it, it was already after the shechita of the other one. In which case, there was no dichoy. He didn't reject anything. It wasn't part of the equation. It wasn't up for consideration. Karav shlamim. That animal we brought as a shlamim, in itself we brought as a shlamim because it's a moisa Pesach, was never rejected from Pesach. V'chein t'mur asay. And then he replies to the t'mur of that animal. So Bishua presented a formula. Sometimes the tmur of a Pesach, which in effect is a Moiser Pesach, will be Karev Shlomim, sometimes not. You can take it and sell it and use it for Shlomim. When do we apply which? Says Rabbi Akiva, very simple. If it was rejected from Pesach use, it was lost and rediscovered in time for the Shechita, and he rejected one of them. That's called Dichoy. That's not your typical Moisar Pesach. That's been rejected from Mizbeach use. The only thing that can be used is its money. And the same thing would happen to the tmur of that rejected animal. But if it was only discovered after the shechita of its substitute, you had a carbon, got lost, you took another one, you shechted it. Then you found the original carbon Pesach. There was no rejection that took place. You can take that and use it as a shlomim. And the same thing would apply to the tmur of that lost and rediscovered animal. Why do we have to speak out tzmura? The same thing applies to the actual Pesach, which was lost. If it's been rejected, it's ain't a karev. Otherwise, it's karev. Why speak about a tzmura? How come Ashmolon? Rabbi Yeshua is coming to teach us a great chiddush. The ikat tzmura is haPesach to lekarva. That even a tzmura of a Pesach, which was never really meant to be used as a Pesach. You only have one carbon Pesach. If a person takes an animal and puts it next to the carbon Pesach and says, Zeh tmura zeh, at most it's going to be a shlomim. So who says the fact that the tmura was here during the shechita of the other one constitutes a rejection on the tmura? It was never meant to be used as a Pesach. Who says it's called dochi? And perhaps it can be used as a shlomim. Rishu is telling us a chiddush, no. That even with respect to tmura, rejection applies. If he was shechet, he chose to reshechet the other carbon Pesach. with the tmura present and in effect being ignored, that tmura will be rejected from direct shlamim use, and only the damim of that animal can be used as a shlamim. Itma Rabba Omar Koidim Shchita Olacha Shchita Shanin. The mission says, well, it depends when he discovered the lost Pesach, before Shchita, after Shchita, depends whether it was rejected or not. Are we speaking about the actual Shchita? Says Rabbi, yes. If it was found before Shchita, and we have two animals during the time of Shchita, and he chooses one over the other, that in effect constitutes a rejection. Ula'acha Shchita Shanin. The mission says, if it was found after Shchita, in which case there was no rejection because it wasn't present, it wasn't up for consideration during the Shchita of its counterpart, that's not called Dichoy, it can be used as a Shlamin. Says Rabbi was speaking literally before after Shchita. So if it was found before Shchita and it was here during the Shchita, it's been rejected. If it was only discovered after Shchita, it was never rejected. Rabbi Zeira Amar, Koidim Chatzos Ula'acha Chatzos Shaninu. Rabbi Zeira has a Kula. He says, look, when does this man Shchita begin? Chatzos. When the Mishnah speaks about the lost Pesach being discovered before Shchita, you know what the Mishnah means? Before the Zman Shchita. It was found before Chatzos. In which case, when Chatzos arrived, when the Zman Shchita of Pesach kicks in, that animal was here and sort of committed to the Pesach cause. And then when it gets rejected, when he chooses to do Shchita on the other one, that in effect constitutes a rejection on this one, which has been committed to Pesach use. It's been here all throughout the Zman Shchita. However, if it was only discovered after Shchita, says Reb Zeder, what does that mean? Ula'acha Chatzos Shanin, after Chatzos. After the Zman Shchita has already been initiated. So this Pesach was not here during the initiation of Zman Shchita. It missed that opportunity. It doesn't have the kvius. It's not committed any longer, really committed for Pesach use, because it wasn't here during the Zman Shchita, the initiation of Zman Shchita, in which case, even if he chooses to ignore it, there's no rejection. Rejection means you're up for consideration and you were rejected. But this Pesach was only discovered after the initiation of Zman Shchita, after Chatzos. It wasn't really committed completely to the Pesach cause any longer, and therefore ignoring it does not constitute a rejection. So it's really a tremendous kula. Because once you missed Chatzos by a minute, even if you have two animals during the Shchita and you took one over the other, there's no rejection, there's no tchiyah, the other one will be karev shlomim. So they're both discussing the pshat in the Mishnah. Pesach shenimtze koidim shchitas ha-pesach, or acha shchitas ha-pesach, according to Rabba, shchita means literally the shchita. According to Rabba Zeira, this man shchita. Or Rabba Zeira asks the Gemara, hoktani koidim shchitas ha-pesach. Mishnah speaks about before the shchita, not before the zman shchita. Eima, explain, koidim zman shchitas ha-pesach. Interpret the Mishnah in line with what I said, that koidim shchita doesn't mean the actual maisa shchita, it means koidim zman shchita. Ketanoi, we actually find this machlekes in the price. HaPesach shenimtza koidim shchita, yira. The lost Pesach was discovered before the actual shchita of its counterpart, in which case it was here and rejected during the shchita, yira. It has to be left to pasture, to get a mum, and then you sell it for a shlomim. La'acha shchita yikra. But if it was only discovered after the shchita of its counterpart, in which case it wasn't here, during the shchita, it was never nitche yikrev, that actual karm pesach will be used as a karm shlomim. So according to Tanakama, it's the shchita itself which is the criterion. If it was discovered before chatzos, in which case it was present during the initiation of Zman Shchita, it's been committed to the cause, rejecting it constitutes, ignoring it constitutes a rejection. Therefore, yira has to be left to roam the fields, get a mum, and sell it for a shlomim. La'acha chatzos, but if it was only discovered after chatzos, in which case it wasn't here during the Zman Shchita, the initiation of Zman Shchita, there was no rejection, that Pesach Yikrav will be used as a shlomim. Continues the Gemara. Acha shchitas ha-pesach yob shlomim. The Mishnah tells us the same concept that applies to the lost and discovered Karban Pesach applies to the Tmura as well. That if the Tmura was rejected, then it cannot be used directly for shlamim. But if it was not rejected, it can be used for shlamim. Amar Rava, or as the Bach says, Amar Rava. Loishana. When do we say that the tumura will be used as a shlamim? Elo shenimtza achashchit. That's only when the lost carbon Pesach was rediscovered after its counterpart was already nishchat, in which case the rejection never took place. And at that point, he made the tmur. So the lost carbon Pesach and the tmur, so the original and the copy, were both not present during the shchita. There was no rejection on either one. And therefore, the tmura will be brought as a shlamim. Aval nimtza kodem shchita. But let's say he finds the carbon Pesach before shchita. So he had a carbon Pesach, got lost. He was mafresh another one instead. He discovers the lost one. They're both here during shchita. He chooses one over the other, in effect rejecting the other one. And after the shchita, he made tmura. Vehem b'yach shchita. Now, although the tmura, the copy, was not here during shchita, so in itself never was rejected. He was only created after the shchita. We say that the tmura cannot be used as a shlamim, because the dechia, which was chal, which landed on its original, extends to its tmura. The copy can't be better than the original. Tmurasa mikoyach kedusha dechia kasa. Its tmura is like itself. It received its power, its kedusha, from where? From a kedusha dechuya, from a pushed away, from a rejected kedusha. The original, which gave the kedusha to the tmura, was in itself rejected. Therefore, a tmura cannot be better than the original, and cannot be used for shlam. So, according to Rabbah, according to this approach in Rabbah, soon the world will give us another version of Rabbah. According to version 1, well, machmer, we say that even if the dechia only applied to its original, not to the copy itself, well, the copy receives its kedusha from its father carbon, can't be better off than the father. Since it received a kedusha dechia, it in itself is dechia as well. Eis v'abaya v'azakash. If the dechia was not applied to the actual tzmura itself, why can't it be brought as a shlom? We have a brice. Im kesev matam aloim im kesev. The pasuk by shlom tells you if he chooses to bring a kesev, a sheep, and then the next parasha there we have vim eis karbonai, if he chooses to bring a goat. What's the point of im? The word im kesev. The pasuk just said kesev hu makriv. As Rashi says, why even mention a specific species of kesef, since later on we mention a goat and what's left in the sheep family? Obviously, a kesef. So, what's left in the tzoin variety? We have either a's or kesef. So once you mention a's, of course the first pasha is kesef. So why speak about, why specify him kesef? Matamalei, what's the ribu here? Matamalei mi kesef. The rabbis tmuras ha-pesach achar pesach shekover shlom. Come to teach us that a tmura of a carbon Pesach after Pesach will be brought as a shlom. Now, this is the brice. Hechi dami. Says Abaye, what are we speaking about? What type of tmura are we speaking about? Ile meshenimtza achashchita. Vehimim bay achashchita. Are we speaking that he had a carbon Pesach which went missing? He only discovered it after he was sheichet its substitute. And then he did tmura, in which case the original and the tmura were both not rejected. Pshita, then of course they're going to be used as a shlomim. Lomali kro, why does the pasuk have to tell us that the tmura of this type of Pesach is used as a shlomim? Rashi explains, this is your classic example of Moisera Pesach, which we already know is meant to be used as a shlomim. Tmura's a Pesach is a shlomim. We learn from a different pasuk. What's the chiddush of this pasuk here? That a tmura of a Pesach will be used as a shlomim. Elalav, apparently we're speaking about a unique case. The case that we're discussing in our Gemara. Shenimtza kodem shchita, v'heimer b'yachas shchita. He had a carbon Pesach It went missing. He was mafresh another one. And he discovered his lost cover on Pesach before the shechita of its counterpart. He did shechita on its counterpart, in effect rejecting the other one. So the other one was a nitche, but then he did tmura. After the shechita, he did tmura. Shenimtze koidim shechita. The original was found before shechita, in effect was rejected during the time of shechita. Vehimim b'yachas shechita, but the tmura he only did after the shechita. What does the Braisa say? The tmura will have a din of a shlamim. What do we see? That since the tmura itself was never rejected, it has a din of a shlamim, despite the fact that his original was rejected. It's irrelevant, because the tmura itself was never rejected. There's a Kashan Rabbah who says that we followed the original. Loi, says the Gemara, not necessarily. Is this what the Braisa speak? Is this what the Braisa is telling us? Loi lam shenim tzachas shchita. Vehim boyachas shchita was speaking that he found this carbon after the shchita of the other one, in which case the carbon was never rejected. It wasn't here. It was not for consideration. Vehim boyachas shchita, and the tumor as well took place at that time after shchita. And it's going to be used as a shlomim. Across machta baumu. Your kasha was, well, what's the chiddush? Of course it's going to be used as a shlomim. You're right. That's not the main point of the pasuk. The pasuk is merely being used as a support for halacha that we already know. El krolam ayasa. What then is the main point and purpose of the pasuk here? If not this, then what then? L'mayasa. Look at the sanya. To the halacha contained the following price. Kesev, l'rabbis, pesach la'alyam. The pasuk mentions kesev, which is an extra word. It's coming to teach us that the tale of the Karban Pesach, who we brought them as Be'ach. Gushu'ayme im kesef, what's the point of im kesef? L'rabbis Pesach she'aber shnosei, a Pesach which is past a year old, too old to be used as a Pesach. U'shlomim ha'bo'an machmas Pesach, or shlomim derived from a Pesach, a Moshe Pesach, a Tmuras Pesach. These have a din of a full-fledged shlomim. L'chol mitzvah, so mitzvah shlomim, she'tu'unin smicha, all the halachis that a shlomim has, these will have as well. Even though Pesach doesn't have these halachas, but these are considered shlomim. Shetan smicha needs to be smicha, needs to lean on it, nusachim, tuvas chaz v'shoik. All these procedures applied to the shlomim, applied to these varieties of shlomim as well, the meisra Pesach, smicha, the nusachim carbon, and the tufa, the chaz v'shoik parts in the animal. When the next pasha begins, v'im heitz, if he brings a goat, what's the point of v'im? Hifsik inyan. V'im is a mafsik. It's coming to separate the inyan, to set apart the a's from the keves. Limeid ala a's she'ein tu'na alyo, to teach us that the tail of the a's will not be brought on mizbech. So Abaye had challenged Rabbah from this price. Rabbah who says that if the original was nitche, then the tmura automatically acquires that element as well. He had a challenge from a braisa which indicated otherwise, and the Gemara concluded, no, actually the braisa is not referring to this case at all. Ika de masna resh, and there's another version of events. Rabbah's statement was meant to be applied to the first part of the Mishnah, which says, Pesach shenimtze koidim shchitas Pesach. You lost your carbon Pesach. You mafresh another one. And the first one was discovered before the Shechita time. Yireh achi yistoev, since it's around during Shechita. So by choosing the other one, in fact, you're rejecting this one. Yireh achi yistoev, it's left to pasture until it gets a moon. V'yimacher, v'yomi, v'dav v'shlomim, you take the money for shlomim. V'chein t'murah, so the same thing applies to tomorrow. We have a rejected carbon. It can no longer be used as a shlomim. Amar Rava, or Amar Rabba, lo'yishanu el shenimtza, this halacha, that a tmura is considered a rejected carbon, that's only when the carbon Pesach was found before shechita. So it was present during the shechita moment and rejected. And the tmura process as well took place when? Before shechita. So you have a tmura standing here during the shechita and in effect being rejected from the process. That's why the tmura cannot be used any longer for shlomim. So the tchiyah needs to be directed directly at the tzmur. It has to be here. Aval nimtza kodem shchita. But if we found the korban pesach before shchita, and it was present during shchita of its counterpart, in effect, rejecting this one. Vehem b'yachas shchita. But the tzmur only took place after shchita. So the tzmur animal only arrived later. Never underwent the rejection. Tzmur also kriv shlomim. In this case, the tzmur was never rejected and can be used as a shlomim. My time. Ki kava shchita. What does shchita do? What does shchita commit? Midid lechazilei, only something which is suitable, which is kaddish. Midid lechazilei lekava, something which is not ready for shchita, something which is not yet kaddish. That doesn't get established and committed at the time of shchita. The rejection doesn't affect an animal which is not yet kaddish. Since the tzmur animal only arrives much later after the shchita process, the rejection, in effect, doesn't apply to the tzmur. So according to version 2 of Rabbah, we have a kula. That despite the fact that we have a tzmur which is in effect a copy of an original, which in itself underwent a rejection process, that the dechiyah doesn't apply to the tzmur. And therefore the tzmur can be used as a shlom. Eis v'abai yavakash ma'abrais. In kesef, matam aloyma. What's the rebuy from the word in kesef? L'rabbah is tzmur sa pesach, archa pesach shekrei v'shlom. A tzmur of a pesach, after Yom Tov, we brought it to Shlom. Yochal af of Ne'a Pesach came. Perhaps, if you have an animal which was lost and found before Pesach, and you did a tzmur on that animal, perhaps the tzmur will be used as a Shlom, Tamaloymar, hu. That's a pasuk by Pesach, Amartam Zevach Pesach, hu. It's coming to tell us, hu karev vein tzmura sa Pesach kreva. That only this will be karev. Only this karam pesach, which is kasha, will be karev. But a tzmura of a certain specific karam pesach, there is a situation where a tzmura of a pesach will not be karev, will not be used as a shlomim. You have to let it get a mum and use its money for shlomim. Hey chidami, what are we speaking about? Which one are we ruling out? Which tzmura cannot be used as a shlomim? Ilei mashenim tzakodim shchita. He finds an animal before shchita. He rediscovers his lost pesach before the shchita of its counterpart, and he also does a tzmur at that moment. In which case, everybody was here during shchita and was rejected. Pshitan, of course, it cannot be used as a shlomim because it was here and it was pushed away. Lama likra, what's the point of the pasuk? It's pashut. Ela lav shenitzah kodem shchita. Apparently, we're speaking about this very case. The lost pesach was found before shchita. And in effect, it was rejected during shchita. Vehemi by achas shchita. But the tzmur only took place after shchita. So the tzmur animal is a late arrival. It was not here during shchita and was never rejected. And still we see that it cannot be used as a shlama. Tiyufta the rabba tiyufta. This is the refutation of rabba. We see that if the father carbon, the original carbon, which generated the tzmur, was nitcha, then the copy as well acquires that din and can no longer be used for shlama. Okay, time for a quick chazar. Is that during a year when Pesach was brought betuma? What if a tmei meis will eat a imur? Does he get curse for eating a imur and betuma? Says Rav, no, because the basar is mutar, and therefore there's no curse on the imur as well. In Mitzrayim, how were they mocked to the imurin? Did they have a mizbeach? The answer was no. We have four differences between Pesach Mitzrayim, Pesach Doiris. Generally, they're very much similar and the same, but when it comes to designating it on the 10th of Nisan, that was unique to Pesach Mitzrayim. The Ezaiv putting the Dam on the Mashkev and Shtem Mezuzos, that was unique to Mitzrayim. Bechi Pazayin was Mitzrayim. And Chimutz only applies for one day, as opposed to Duris, which extends throughout 7 days. We learned that sometimes the Pesach or the Tzmura will be used as a Shlomim. We're speaking about the leftovers. Sometimes only the Damav, its money, will be directed for Shlomim. Rabbi says, depends, if it was found after Shechita, in which case it was not here during the Shechita of its counterpart, it was never rejected, then it could be used as a Shlomim. If it was found before Shechita, then it's been rejected, and only its value will be directed for Shlomim use. According to Rabbi Zera, if it was found after Chatzos, it was not here during the initiation of the Zman Shechita, it can be used as a Shlomim. If it was found before Chatzos, only its money can be used as a Shlomim. Now regarding the Tzmura, we have two versions of the Gemara. When do we say a Tzmura is no longer fit for Shlomim? According to version A of Rabbah, even if it's just coming, mikoyach kedusha dechuya. If it's father carbon, if it's original carbon, was rejected, then the tmura has that same din. According to version two in Rabbah, the tmura is only rejected if the tmura itself was here and was directly rejected. The Gemara concluded, in accordance with the first version of Rabbah, be well and hatzlacha Rabbah.